encyclopedic memory. You tell me.
Well, we've brought pretty much everyone who used to be on the D-Generation Breakfast Show in Melbourne on Triple M back in the late 1980s. Mm-hmm. They've all been through. But I actually found something. I think this might be an old jingle of yours. Now, this is 20 years old. How old were you 20 years ago, Ed?
I was five.
So when Ed was five.
Yep.
And he was our target audience, yeah. I think.
It was a bit above his head.
Yeah, it was too highbrow for me.
This is what you were doing on Triple M 20 years ago.
I like my marinara, enjoy my carbonara, adore my parmigiana, and adore my Triple M. I crave for mozzarella, I fancy stracciatella, I love my salmonella, and adore my Triple M. I love to tune my stereo to 105 FM.
Sorry.
I love to turn the volume knob right up to number 10. I don't like steak and eggs. I don't like chicken legs. I don't like drinking cakes. I just like Triple M. I don't like eating chips. I don't like healthy dips. I don't like meeting skips. I just like Triple M.
Yeah, there you go.
That never caught on though, did it?
That's you playing the accordion yourself, Johnny LaPiccolo style.
I did a show. I did my shoulder doing that.
Did you actually play the accordion on that?
Ed, I don't like to admit this. It's like me saying I drink decaffeinated coffee, but I did as a child play the piano accordion. And I got to say, our house got broken into once when I was a kid, and they took the piano accordion and I celebrated.
Is that right?
I think I only played the piano. I used to play it that fast because my parents needed ventilation in the house. I used it to circulate air.
Accordion bandits.
It was good, though. It was good accordion.
Sorry about, obviously, the call. The call sign wasn't correct for all states. I apologise there, but really, you know, you don't hear that kind of music in the Triple M promotions anymore. You know, that really is an example of you never know what we're going to play next.
Yes. Yes, Santo and his piano accordion. That would stump them.
Bring back that sound.
That freaked me out.
Tony,
where do you get this?
This is all, and the sound quality's a bit dodgy because it's all off cassette. It's all in the boot of my car. Basically.
Well, thank God it was in the boot, not on the dashboard. Otherwise, it would have been even a bit more warped.
I got something else here.
Oh, no, stop.
This is actually not too bad. This is actually from the very first week that we did our breakfast show. It's not there, the whale thing. But, yeah, that's the one.
Put it in the cassette player.
This is our new panelist on the show, Mr. Marsbar. But he's nutting it out. He's getting the hang of it. This is, again, from 20 years ago.
The humpback whale. Mysterious, graceful, their eerie songs and plaintive cries have fascinated us for years.
Now at last on the one big album you can enjoy the songs of the humpback whale.
There's humpback rap. Humpback blues explosion. Don't forget the duet with Dolly Parton.
Slowly losing sight of
and, of course, our humpback salute to ABBA. All your wild whale favourites on this one big album from Harpoon.
Available now from an illegal Taiwanese fishing vessel near you.
There you go. Oh. That was Tom Gleiser, of course, on there.
Oh, that makes me laugh. On the Harpoon label?
Yeah, man. We would have been really happy with that, too.
That was funny.
We would have gone really to lunch on the Harpoon gag.
Oh, those days. You know what? When I think of those Triple M days writing those sketches, all I remember is we used to spend an inordinate amount of time just writing crap like that. So we'd come in at night time to write those things. And I remember one night when we couldn't actually be on this on our floor, on the second floor, and there was this big sort of burly guy going, "You can't be on this floor." And we're going, "Well, we're trying to write. You can't be on this floor. Don't you know who's here?" And we said, "Who?" I said, "Broz." Sorry, Broz is here. They don't want anyone on this floor.
And Broz is still out the front now, just doing windscreens at intersections. There you go. But those certainly were the days. It's getting a tad nostalgic in here. I think we better have something from the present here. Get this. There you go. That's the modern sounds of Men at Work here at Get This on Triple M right around the country. Santo Chilaro is with us. I think, thank God, your hair must be on tonight.
It's on tonight, yes. It's 7:30. I think it's going to be a good show.
Who's on?
Fifi Box.
Yes, she's good.
Frank Woodley, Josh Lawson.
Great.
Who's just been great. And Bob Franklin, who makes his debut.
Now, this
unbelievable.
Does he say anything at all?
He's the best.
Oh, well, it's the economy with which he delivers stuff. Here's me already. I've used up a million words to try how economical he is. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's more than Bob says in a year. We had him in here. We played Let's Startle Bob Franklin. What was his first line? We've got him in. I've gone, thanks for coming in, Bob. And he's gone, well, you're lucky to get me. Because I despise commercial radio. Yeah,
most people, I despise commercial radio.
And you're going, right, still an hour to fill.
Wow.
Anyway, good luck to Bobby.
He's great. He put in a beauty.
Santo, I remember we worked at Triple M for 5 years in the late 80s. And, of course, one thing that happens when you work at a radio station is you get sent a lot of free stuff. You know.
Do those days still happen?
It's all gone now.
It's all gone. So we lived in the heyday of that.
Yeah, Indecent Obsession, 12-inch singles. Oh. It was just, you know, endless, wasn't it?
I think I'm still wearing some of the clothes that that I got given for free then.
The acid wash jeans. it was the Gavin Wood era. It was the era of the rolled up sleeves on the suit jacket.
Do you remember, Tony, Gavin Wood used to work at Triple M for a while. He was one of those guys that when he did breakfast, he was one of the old, they used to wake up at 4:30 in the morning and shave. He used to come in a suit and tie.
Yeah, those were the days.
You come in sort of present, you know, as a presenter, even though you're on radio.
And Gavin Wood, of course, the announcer on Countdown. Mm. And we would do this elaborate show full of sketches, and then Gavin would fill in for our show over summer, and I would tune in to see what sort of material he was doing. And he basically had one trick that he would use, and he would come back from a song, and it didn't matter what it was, he would link the song title to something never quite elaborated on that happened last night.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be, that was the Travelling Wilburys last night, and hey, I don't want to tell you what happened last night, but hey! And then it'd be, that was Ice House with My Obsession, and hey, I don't want to go into My Obsession, but hey, weather coming up next.
See, that impresses me.
You can just do it with any song at all. Yeah.
Keep some guessing.
What did we just have? Down Under, Men at Work. Well, I don't want to tell you what happened down under last night, but hey! Cheryl's Surf Report coming up next. But yeah, what I was saying is you used to send a lot of free stuff.
Yes.
And I remember you had this wall which you worked on for about 5 years, and it was basically every envelope where someone spelt your name wrong.
That's right.
You would cut out the label.
That's right.
And you had something like 200 misspellings of your name.
Glauro.
Yeah, my favourite was Snatogaro.
Snatogaro.
You were Snatogaro.
Well, do you remember? Well, next door to us was Billy Pennell, who used to do the album show.
Yeah.
Billy still works with us at Working Dog. And once, because he said, could you please send it in care of Billy Pennell? And he used to get people writing to him, and his name was Kira Billy Pennell.
I once saw standing outside, Billy Pennell's a sort of rock guru.
He is. Rock and roll buffet in our time.
That's right. And I once saw Glenn Frey from the Eagles wearing a shiny suit, a sort of silver thin-tied suit from the 80s, standing outside Billy Pennell's office, just waiting by the photocopier in his silver suit, while Billy Pennell was on the phone in his office talking to his wife, going, yeah, I'll have to go to the butcher's on the way home, love. And there's Glenn Frey in his silver suit. Those were the mad days of Triple M.
They were the crazy days.
Halcyon days.
And here's something you used to do, Snatogaro.
Mm-hmm.
I think I called you Snatogaro for about a year and a half. I just couldn't stop saying it.
And it never wore off.
You, of course, were Gino Tagliatoni.
Oh, one of my many characters, Tony. One of my many characters.
The Hoon Advisor.
The Hoon Advisor.
Do you remember you were the Hoon Advisor?
Yes. People used to write in for some kind of advice. Was it always car related?
I think so. This was your theme song.
I see your light on at night when I drive past your window. I see the flickering shadows of doubt in your mind. Don't worry, my friend, Dr. GT can sort out your life.
Dr. GT?
Hoon Advisor. Hoon Advisor.
There's more.
Was no good for me, so I got up and left, and now I do psychiatry.
And it was quite, by the time the theme finished, there was no time for the segment.
That's right, that would have filled up an entire show. Did I actually get a rhyme for psychiatry?
You're listening to Triple M, in case you're wondering.
I'm so sorry. I still apologise, or has there been a statute of limitations on how long?
The accordion stylings of Snato Garo. And let me try this again, let's see if I can get this to work. Enough nostalgia. Let's have something from the present.
Ah, it's your old mates.
Yeah, of course. Who else? I think we know that's Nickelback. Oh, yeah. Saving me here at Triple M on Get This. Sato Chilaro was with us on the panel. Are we getting calls?
Yeah, yes, we are. During that song, Simon called up and he says he would like to hear you sing All Bound for Morningtown.
I think you changed it to All Bound for Thomastown.
Thomastown for those who know Melbourne very well. In fact, I think that was performed. Actually, it was performed live at a show called Midnight Shenanigans.
Right.
Where we came on and did a live show once, which started at midnight and finished possibly at about 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
I think there was a meal served. It's always a good night at the theatre when there's a meal, I always say.
And also there's a Jeff would like to hear Way to Go Mate.
Boy, I can't do that. Now I'm an old man. Should I try it? Oh, no.
We haven't got your sound effect. We'd have to get your sound effect. We'll see if we can cue up the sound effect.
Yeah, I'll work up towards it. Who was that from?
That was from Jeff.
Hang in there, Jeff.
What I love, though, Sato, is we're talking about a show that went out 20 years ago, and pretty much the same people are still in the news.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
It comes around. I was thinking that just the other day with Frontline, because they put out a series of Frontline on the DVD or something.
Yeah.
Does it still hold up? And then I'm going, what am I talking about? Of course it still holds up.
Actually, it's funny you mention that. Go to, have you got the news thing there? Well, this was on the Channel 10 news last night. One thing I love on the news is when you have the news reader who says what a story is, then throws to someone out on the street who pretty much says exactly the same thing, and then that person throws to a bit of footage where the person in the footage says the same thing for a third time.
It didn't happen last night.
I'll skip the first part, but listen, you go to a reporter who then throws to a clip where this exactly the same thing is said. Listen to this.
There was finally a confrontation with two police and the man just outside the police station. The man again produced the 6-inch carving knife and then lunged towards police. Police at this stage felt threatened enough to go back, and one of the policemen actually produced a gun and shot him in the upper leg.
Right.
This is what Assistant Commissioner Ken Lay had to say just moments ago.
Here we go.
When police confronted this suspect outside the police station, he produced a 6-inch carving knife and threatened one of the members in a very aggressive manner. He came towards the member in a very fast speed, and the member actually withdrew his firearm and shot the offender once in the right upper thigh.
Twice the news. Twice the information.
You missed the key words that were just moments ago. Yeah. See, that's all it's about. It's like, this is what happened moments ago.
Yeah.
Exactly what I just said.
It's like that guy heckling the Prime Minister. It's just a mad guy walking up the street. And it's like, it's the main story on the news. Yeah.
See,
basically, Looney bothers to yell.
But
it's the story.
Looney stops to yell.
You're pillorying Channel 10, okay? I think that Channel 10 last night, an absolute coup. They got it underneath Channel 7 and Channel 9's radar. Channel 10 have secured the rights to the story of the people that survived the Arthur Seat Chair.
Oh, you joke.
They have secured that. They're calling it dangling with death. It's a big story. For those of you who haven't heard this, down in southern Victoria, Arthur Seat, they had. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible. I mean, I believe some of the people in the chair started eating each other.
Oh no!
They were up there for about 20 minutes,
and it was only 15 minutes before Shannon Knoll arrived.
Yes,
and he's done a song already.
Well, they couldn't. They wanted. Is it Bill Pullen? Who's the guy that came out to the mines?
Bill Shorten. In his bomber jacket.
Yeah. Well, they tried to get a guy like that, but there's no one that actually represents the Australian Chairlift Passengers Union.
And gondoliers.
But Channel 10, and apparently there's going to be an exclusive appearance from the people who were stuck on the chairlifts on Ready, Steady, Cook. It's going to be a very big thing.
Oh, look, here's a big story. Former village people. See, look at this.
What?
This is an example of
village, but they're still alive.
20 years ago, and it's still going. Former village people policeman Victor Willis, a.k.a. the motorcycle cop, has been arrested again 5 months after he disappeared during his trial, Tony Mockbell style. Originally busted for cocaine possession, he now faces jail time.
No.
And he'll
what was the charge?
It was to do with drugs, cocaine possession. He's off to jail. But he'll be fine because jail, you can get yourself clean, have a good meal, hang out with all the boys. That joke would have worked 20 years ago. Would have been gold. Hey, do you want to step into the time machine yet again, Snatto?
I'd love to. Does it involve the words, hello, am I on?
I haven't found any of that because that was all live.
That was all live
stuff. The shows weren't taped. They weren't kept like they are now, archived for the ages. Okay. So all I've got on the cassettes in the boot of my car is just the skits.
Okay.
And this is here's a sketch that I think this is me doing the voice, but you were responsible for this one.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 37th Annual Crazy Sound Effects Awards, the Zanies. Our first category tonight is
Zanies.
Best Supporting Sound Effect, and the nominations are A, B, C, and the winner is, yes, drum roll and cymbal. Next up, we have the most inappropriate sound effect category, and the nominations are the chase, the love scene, and the funeral. But the winner is the nuclear explosion. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this evening's special presentation. Yes, the Golden Zany for a lifetime achievement in crazy sound effects. And this year it goes to, yes, Fred Flintstone running on the spot. Well done. And that sound effect has now been inducted into the Zany Hall of Fame. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. And until next year, I bid a fond to you all. Good night.
That would have been you just coming in saying, hey, I found that record with all the Hanna-Barbera effects on it.
Yes. And Phil Simon.
Yes, we must. One of those fake rounds of applause for Phil Simon, who was the man who produced all of that material. Is he still working with you?
Yeah, no, he's certainly involved in Thank God You're Here. And basically, he's working with a lot of stuff that we're doing at Working Dog.
All right, well.
Good old Phil.
Thank God You're Here is on tonight. And Sanity, I think we should drag ourselves into the 21st century. Do you want to stick around and do that?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Okay.
Get this.
These glib one-liners, which are written by speechwriters, is no substitute for policy.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
That's Don't You Forget About Me. That's your Simple Minds, I think.
Yep.
Touring the country at the moment here at Triple M.
Really?
Get this, Sando Chilaro is with us on the panel.
I love that song.
What do you see at the end of the Breakfast Club? What's the...
We'll get to your prize packing, Cavalier.
He's really happy with that bag that he's got.
The last frame of the Breakfast Club is a still of Judd Nelson jumping in the air triumphantly, one leather-clad fist pumping the air.
Yeah. There you go. And he was never seen again.
He's gone nuts. He was never seen again.
Luke, Sando's with us because Thank God It's Here is on tonight, Channel 10 at 7:30.
Well, our version is called Thank God You're Here.
What did I say? Did I say Thank God It's Here?
Yeah, no, that's a different show.
That's where they just deliver a fridge through the door. It's just left there. The music, the ominous music plays and nothing happens. I must be getting old. What about Channel 10? Have they run that Simpsons episode yet? And I've only seen a bit of it on the news. I'm sure people who've got fast internet connections will have seen it already. The Simpsons opening titles where they recreated with real people. Have you seen that?
I've seen that.
Is
that
any good?
Yeah, I like it.
Did they find someone who looked like Homer?
No, that's the thing. They don't really look like them.
Okay.
It's more just the action. They do the action.
And was it a one-off thing? Or is it did they actually use it at the start of a...
I haven't seen it at the start of an episode. I think it was a one-off.
I think it's at the start of the Ricky Gervais episode, actually.
Actually, yes. Sorry, you're right.
Have we heard about that? Is that going to be good?
I've read really good reviews.
When are the ABC going to play that Ricky Gervais series Extras? Everyone I know has got the DVD from England. Everyone's downloaded it off the internet.
I think they just wait for that these days.
What's the deal with that?
Oh, I thought you were looking at my price. They know people are going to buy it, so they don't bother, I guess.
How in the menu when they actually have Extras?
It's quite confusing. The Extras on the Extras is good. Hey, let's hear a certain sound change. How about that, recreating opening titles of cartoon characters? Did they ever do that with Fred Flintstone? That sound effect. There it is. Yeah. Temple Block Riot, that's called, that sound effect. I've only had one conversation with Daryl Summers in my life, and I met him somewhere, and I don't know if you're aware, he's a drummer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He likes a drum.
He loves a paradiddle, yeah.
But for some reason, I ended up having a discussion with him about that sound effect, Temple Block Riot, because I think Murray Tregoning on Hey Hey loved to deploy the old Flintstone running on the spot, and Daryl Summers actually explained to me what a Temple Block Riot was, and it's when you've got a lot of temple blocks.
Yeah,
and there's a whole riot of them.
Oh, very clear. Now I understand.
Temple Block, some kind of drumming instrument, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Important information. That's what this program is about.
I'm into it.
I think we've got to have a round of applause for this bloke here, Mark Inglis, the New Zealand mountaineer who's climbed to the top of Mount Everest despite having no legs.
Whoa, man, that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
And one of his fake legs snapped off, didn't stop him. On he went.
Can you get frostbite of a fake leg if it gets that cold?
I don't know, but it says rather insensitively, it says in the paper that Mr. Inglis has followed in the famous footsteps of Sir Edmund Hillary.
In the fake footsteps of.
But it certainly makes that Hillary effort look pretty piss weak, doesn't
it? Absolutely.
Legless bloke, top of Everest.
Did someone help him? How did he must have gone with people, yeah?
Yeah. I'm assuming. No, I think he's just... I'm assuming
there's a picture of it, so I think someone's gone with him.
It says legless. I'm assuming that means no legs, not just, you know, drinking from that little barrel around the neck of the dog that comes to save you. But no, that's amazing.
That's a damn fine effort, I think.
That is. And then, in a related story, also from Wellington, New Zealand, a 31-year-old man with no arms has appeared in court charged with dangerous driving after police stopped him driving with his feet at high speeds. He was doing 121 Ks. Using one foot to steer from his reclined seat. he's horizontal, for starters.
Yeah.
And the other foot to control the brake and accelerator. The man, Colin Smith, had two passengers in the car, told an officer he was born with no arms, had never had a driver's license, and had been driving with his feet for years.
That is.
That's amazing.
Wow. You're going to arrest him. You actually can't ask him to put his hands up, can you? Put your feet up.
Just giving other drivers the toe in heavy traffic. And what have you got over there, Ian?
Yeah, from the Courier Mail today. Jason Morris was a budding footballer, was going to play rugby league.
Yes.
Something happened. He lost one of his hands.
Right.
And now he's a professional musician, awesome at the didgeridoo, and as a motivational speaker.
Give him a round.
Well, there was and down in Melbourne, isn't there a guy that plays in the VFL? He plays without a forearm.
I don't think we've got enough fake applause. So is this what we're going to do today?
Yep.
What are you missing and what can you do?
Yes.
That's all we want to hear about. Bit of your body that's gone, but still amazing achievements on the board.
Yes, good.
Now, I've had the appendix out.
Me too, and I've managed to get through my life with all the achievements that I've done. We've done well, Tony.
You've
done
managed to
well.
Sing the theme to Hoon Advisor.
Yes, without my appendix.
There you go. Anything missing, Ed?
No.
I had a toe cut off when I was a kid riding a bike and that sewed back on. And then I had part of a finger chopped off in a fruit sorting accident.
That's all right.
At an orchard, but back on. So really.
Oh, no, they're not missing.
No. That's not good enough. We need people with actual stuff missing.
Yeah.
And Ed is going to.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got a prize pack. Hey, just before you do open the prize pack, I don't know, were you watching TV last night? Did you see the current affairs shows?
No.
Have a listen to this.
It's radio's most overhyped new show, but something's definitely rotten in the state of Get This. Take a listen to this outrageous promise.
I want to start getting prizes, Tone.
Can we do that?
Yes.
That was Ed Cavalli on Monday.
Tomorrow I will have prizes.
And so was that. But when Cavalli's much-vaunted prizes were finally unveiled... Have a listen to what was on offer.
A leather imitation bracelet with real fake diamantes. That is costume rock jewellery. Real opal necklace with a W on it for winner. The light blue T-shirt with a man in a gas mask and then some words that say who farted.
And they call that a cavalcade. Not surprisingly, the listeners were less than impressed.
How about an opal necklace with an S on it?
Yeah, whatever. whatever.
Some were so disillusioned, they even tried to barter for the paltry spoils at the bottom of Cavalier's leaky barrel.
The faux leather diamante bracelet.
You don't reckon I could get the W?
While others didn't stick around to benefit from his counterfeit largesse.
Steve, you get the T-shirt, the Who Farted T-shirt. Steve, are you there?
Are you there, Steve?
Steve?
Cavalier himself summed up the feelings of those few battlers still tuned in.
Yeah, a bit of an anticlimax, actually.
Get this indeed. And if you can supply us with any other examples of Ed Cavalier's fraudulence, hand it to me, Naomi Robson, on my way out of court. Next up, the current affairs presenter who's being forced to abide by the laws governing the naming of minors involved in custody disputes. Another victim of political correctness gone mad.
It's always political correctness
gone
mad. She's
been riding me for years, that Robson. Well, cop this.
Hang on. I'm going to help you out. We're going to help him out. He's got a new prize pack. Yep. Here's a tip. Pete Smith, who's, of course, our voiceover mentor for many years, says you can make any old crap sound good if you've got some decent prize music.
There we go.
Well, today, get this, listeners, you are in the running for a pair of bed socks, stay-at-home bed socks, fluorescent pink, made from it doesn't say what. You are also in the running for a Triple M T-shirt I stole from the prize cupboard because I forgot to get another prize.
Hang on, Ed, can I just get Santo to play a few vibes behind you? I think that'll rehear. You ready, Santo?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
With my feet. Thank you, Santo. And the major prize today, possibly Australia's greatest film, Puberty Blues, in the widescreen collector's edition DVD.
Does it look to me like that cover's photocopied? Is that for real?
It's not. It is photocopied, Tony.
I like the $10 sticker on it.
It's a near genuine.
That I couldn't get off.
Fantastic. All we need to know is what are you missing and what can you do? Give us a call at the tasteful, the ever tasteful Talkback Mountain 133353.
That's the new look in excess afterglow here at Get This. It's Triple M. Santo Chilaro is with us. Sound the horn if you would. Talkback Mountain, in honour of this bloke, Mark Inglis, climb Mount Everest, no legs, none at all, can't be stopped. We're saying, what are you missing and what can you do? Who have we got, Ed?
Steve, how are you?
How are you?
Good, man. Tell us your story.
Yeah, one of the boys at work were cutting up the sausages and he missed with a saw and he cut the three fingers off his hand.
Yes.
They fell in with the rest of the sausages.
Oh, look.
And you're a butcher.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping you're a butcher.
Now, is that an achievement, though?
What's the achievement part? Oh, just the getting away with it all.
Someone ate him.
Yeah. Well,
congratulations. He's done well then. He's lost his fingers and someone's eaten him. Yeah. I think he deserves a medal for that.
He gets that. Well, a medal perhaps not tomorrow, but at the moment he'll be getting a T-shirt, Triple M T-shirt. Yeah. How's that, Steve?
Thank you very much.
And hey. We can personally bloodstain it for him.
And Steve, when people come into the butcher shop and see a bloke with three fingers missing behind the counter, I mean, what sort of reaction do they give you?
Sausages, please.
They look pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Sweet. Cheers, Steve.
When you look at the Frankfurters and they go, it's got interesting Frankfurters, they've got fingernails on them.
I love how normally someone would want to mention the name of their shop.
Yeah.
But in this instance, probably best not to.
Hayley, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Hayley. Well, tell us. Talk us through it.
I don't have a sense of smell.
Oh, give that a round. Wow. And how does that affect daily life?
Well, I'm actually in the childcare business, so I get to change all the dirty nappies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
What a boon. So it's got a happy ending.
Oh, it does.
Fantastic.
Yep. Well, it's got more of a happy ending now because you are the proud winner of the mystery fabriced fluorescent pink bed socks.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
And you can just wear them for month after month after month.
Yeah, it might bother the rest of the family.
And do you mind me asking, Hayley, is that something you're born with, no sense of smell?
Yeah, I think so. Unless I had an accident as a baby and no one told me.
No.
Okay.
Possible.
And so you know that smell-o-vision is coming.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss out on it.
You're going to be picketing out the front?
Yep, discrimination.
Yeah. You know they're doing the Smell-O-Vision. They're trying out in Japan. And the first film they're doing it on is that Terrence Malick film, The New World.
Oh, really?
Like, you could not get a more serious and arty film with which to have your little scratch-it card or whatever a technique. Although I think they're just pumping stuff into the theatres.
That's fine. But hang on, I remember seeing a John Waters film in Odorama.
It was, Odorama, not to be confused with Smell-O-Vision.
Oh, okay.
Polyester. They had the little card.
That's right.
This is where they've got, you know, equipment. They're just pumping stuff through.
Hey, Daniel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Daniel, tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm missing my right nut.
Oh, hang on. By choice, was it a cosmetic thing?
Of course. Yeah, look, there's no room for two.
And, I hate to ask, but what is the achievement? I mean,
the achievement is I've still been able to father children.
Oh, fantastic. Well done. See, now, I would have thought that wasn't possible, but that's clearly a misnomer.
Clearly, yeah.
Right. So didn't a guy invade Poland and most of the world with the same disability?
Yeah.
I heard about that. I didn't realise that was public knowledge.
Quite a list of achievements.
And guess what? You are the winner of the grand prize, a Puberty Blues DVD.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Have you ever seen it?
Many years ago, I think I did. Yeah. It's been a while.
Oh, good. Well, you can relive it. You can watch it with your kids.
Yeah. Well, a bit young. Okay. But yeah, he'll love it.
No, that's an expression you don't hear much on radio. I'm missing a nut. You might get that on Radio National every now and again, but
it's well worth it. Thank you very much, Daniel. Have we lost?
Yes, unfortunately, we have.
Oh, what happened there?
Probably the prizes ran out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You didn't want to be tested on that fourth prize.
I didn't have one. I was going to have to get something from your bag and give it away.
So you dumped the hipless Kel.
I didn't know. He dropped out.
Oh, well, if hipless Kel is listening, give us a call.
Yeah.
No hip.
No.
Still getting about. Still running around.
That's pretty good.
Tony Barber style. There's stuff you can do with things missing.
That's the message.
Who's that still on the line there? Are you still there, Daniel? Yeah. Okay, let's just leave his line on and just...
Yeah, see what happens.
The whole of him has gone missing.
Just see.
That is an achievement. He's still on the phone and the whole of him's gone missing.
Is the line still there? Just have a listen.
He's gone, that's it.
I was hoping we could just run up a $500 bill. Okay. All right, thanks to everyone who called us up with something missing, missing callers and otherwise. Ed, can you top this? I mean, I think you've probably made up for yesterday's debacle.
Tomorrow?
Hang on, who have we got on the line? Have you got someone there? Oh, look, the program that simply refuses to stop. Who's that? Kel, are you there?
Yeah, mate, here you go.
Not bad. Missing a hip, I hear.
Yeah, I'm missing my hip. I lost my hip. A hip replacement went wrong. Yeah, went wrong. Got infected.
Oh, God.
So you don't have... Sorry.
Lose your leg or lose your hip. And I said, oh, I'll take the hip.
So what do you got? Is it... Which side?
Because?
Which side?
The right-hand side.
So what's... If you touch the right-hand side of your, like, waist, what do you feel? Anything?
No, it's probably about 6 centimetres short.
Wow.
I basically walk on muscle in my ass.
Yeah, you walk on your ass. Wow.
And are you building an overly developed buttock on one side as a result?
It's really weird. It's really weird. People say, how do you walk? And I go, I don't know. I just do. And the doctor said I'd never walk.
They said you would never walk, and you've proved them wrong.
Yeah, I proved them wrong after 6 months. Yeah.
I think you are deserving of a fabulous prize, and I have never seen Ed Cavalli look so nervous. What do you got, buddy?
Kel, you know what, man? I'm going to go out today. And what would you like? You can put in a request. What would you like for your prize?
Ed, mate, anything that you pick out for me would be ideal, mate, I can assure you.
All right, you're on. Tomorrow, yeah. Kel, I'm going to announce your special prize. It's going to be the best one ever.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. Thanks a lot.
And there'll be a two-hour special on Channel 9 this Sunday night on you, okay?
Wow. Well, thanks, Kel. I certainly hope you like opals. We'll be back with more in a moment. Thanks to everyone.
There is a lot of anticipation, but there's been anticipation previously too, and we've been disappointed.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
Oh, I think we're guilty of having too much fun again, Ed. We've run over.
It's these good guests.
The new program, the next one that's on, it's already started in most states. We're competing. I think we're just on in the left speaker in some states. There's already another show going out in the right. Santo Chilera has contributed to the excess today.
I loved being on.
Oh, so good to have you.
Great fun.
We've got to get you back because I'm sure we've got more old songs of yours.
Right. Well, I'll come back on the condition that you don't do that,
actually. Okay. Don't forget, Thank God You're Here is on tonight on Channel 10.
Only three shows left.
At 7:30.
Yep.
And that'll be a treat.
Bob Franklin on tonight. And Frank Woodley, Josh Lawson, and Fifi Bob. Great show.
Excellent. Great. And I think our key phrase today was Hoon, 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 Advisor. La, 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 la. And we'll be back tomorrow with my sister.
Oi.
She's going to be co-hosting All Thanks to Census 1234.
Attention.